Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Mick Fay and we're going to be talking about the Camp Sunnyside. Good morning to you, Mick.
Good morning, Levon. How are you doing today?
Good. I hope you're doing the same. It's lots of things going on, and we are so fortunate to be here. We don't have 6 feet of snow, and we have power and all those good things, so let's be thankful. And I think we can also be thankful that Camp Sunnyside is one of those opportunities and resources that people have. Tell us a bit about Camp Sunnyside.
Yeah, Camp Sunnyside is the Easter Seals camp located in Ankeny, Iowa, but it's usable for all Iowans. And it is open during the summer, and it has an indoor swimming pool, an outdoor lake, crafts of all kinds. We've built a ramp so that we can wheel the handicapped individuals up on the ramp and strap them on a horse and let them ride a horse for the first time in their life for some of them. They built two new camping facilities there that hold 40, I believe it's like 40 campers, and for the counselors, nice new facilities, all the beds, storage areas, showers, everything last year. So they're always upgrading, and on all of this is what we raise our money for. We spend all year long raising money for Camp Sunnyside to help handicapped individuals. Yes. And then what we do is in Easter weekend, then there's about 10 rides that converge from the borders of the state and converge into Des Moines, Pony Express style, on horses. And then we have a victory dance at Lake Robbins, and we announce a grand total. And this year we're giving away a Honda Pioneer 500 for $1 a chance. And we will announce the grand total that evening about 10:30 and draw for the winners for that.
Okay. So people across the state of Iowa, of course, can help support Camp Sunnyside and this opportunity for people, and I think have a good time also. And I want to come back to the ride, of course, but let's talk about the event that's coming up this Saturday night that's close to home in a way people can participate.
Yeah, I'm sponsoring the annual Pony Express Dance and Benefit Auction, and we'll have a lot of raffle items too at Cumberland at the community building from 8 to 12. And music will be provided by the Rhythm Kings featuring Phil Vandal, my brother Paul Fay, and Fran Wells. And I've got some excellent auction items this year. Doug and Diana Redenbaugh farm west of Atlantic, and they've just been excellent the last few years. They've got friends that pick up stuff all year long and accumulate it for me and then donate it to me. And I have two large Western motif paintings that they give me. They also gave me an Indian dish set, which is a setting for 8.
Wow.
With the Indian motif on it. They gave me John Deere pathway lights. They gave me 3 sets of those that are look like little John Deere tractors for your pathway lights. They gave me a chess set that is made out of pewter and then hand-painted, and it is 2 Indian tribes.
Interesting.
And then it's made in its own little box, and it gives the literature and everything explaining each of the characters and each of the pieces, the chess pieces. They gave me a couple of signed lithographs that just need to be framed. Some other items that I have is Atlantic Motor Supply gave me a 70-piece screwdriver set. Sears gave me a 11 tools and one hammer. I've got a little toy tractor combo from Linderman's Tractor. I need a building supply. Gave me a 70-piece quarter and 3/8 drive socket set. AgriVision gave me the 175th anniversary semi-tractor and trailer. Robinson Hardware gave me a bit driver set. I mean, the local businesses in Cass County have just been phenomenal. Oh, yeah, there's going to be a little thing. We're going to have a little fun with this little thing that Ray Armstrong gave me from Armstrong Plumbing. It's a poo shooter.
Okay.
People will have to come and see how that works.
So go ahead.
I also have a quilt rack from Crafts by Philip Rabe over in Anita that is a nice, nice quilt rack. So I have a lot of nice auction items, a lot of raffle items, gift certificates. Fairway and Hy-Vee have given me gift cards to raffle off. And the businesses in Cass County have just been phenomenal the last few years to donate all this stuff.
So we're talking about all of the items that are going to be raffled off this Saturday night at the dance in Cumberland that supports Camp Sunnyside. And it sounds like, Mick, that you have, you know, you have lots of tools, things that are really practical. You have some fun things. I know there's lots of John Deere fans out there. Those John Deere lights, I'm guessing, are going to be real favorites. And then you have some, like the quilt rack. I mean, you have household things. I think you have something for everybody.
Oh, yeah, I've got a little something for everybody. I have a little snow globe here, which is the nativity scene for an Indian family, Native Indian family.
Uh-huh.
That also came from the Redenbach collection. And then I've got, like I said, I've got raffle prizes from local bars and everything else and gift certificates. Wyrick Welding gave me a couple of metal cutouts that look phenomenal again. And everybody's just been so generous about giving everything because they all know that the money that we raise goes to Camp Sunnyside to help people less fortunate than we are.
All right. Good purpose there. And I know, Mick, you know, we need to say thank you to you, Mick, because you're out there getting all that stuff and talking to all these people and organizing all these things. Want to talk just a little more about the band. I'm thinking it's mostly country, but I don't know. They play a little early rock, or they probably play some requests if people have them.
Yes, they play mostly country, but they play a lot of the modern country. Phil Vandal from St. Joseph, Missouri, is very excellent lead guitar player. And as a lot of you know, my brother Paul is a bass player, and he's been with a local band that years ago was known as the Blue Tones.
Yes.
And so a lot of people know Paul and his band, the Rhythm Kings. And Fran Wells sings a lot of Patsy Cline songs.
So good time. Good
time. Yeah, there's a lot of variety of the music, and they do play some 50s and 60s, a little bit of 50s and 60s and stuff like that.
Okay.
So anybody that comes will have a good time down at Cumberland.
You bet. And, you know, if you love to dance, you can do that. But if you just want to love the music, you can come and listen to that. That Phil Vandal is wonderful. I think he has a beautiful voice as well as lots of other talents. So just a great, entertaining evening. And again, what time does that start?
That starts at 8 o'clock on Saturday night, the 28th. And the nice thing about the Cumberland Community Building is that it's a nice, large dance floor, so there's plenty of room for all the line dancers,
and
too.
And is there a fee at the door?
Yes, it's $6 at the door.
Okay.
We don't sell advance tickets, but it's same to everybody,
$6.
Okay. So,
very good. Just come on down.
At the door, and if anybody at that night decides that they want to bring something else, that they want to donate to the cause, they can, because I know that Nancy Wolverton always brings her cinnamon rolls, and they're always a hit. And Bob and Tammy Penton this year have made me a bench with a wagon wheel backrest on it that is just looks gorgeous.
These are items that you're not going to find just every store you go into. So, you know, folks, you got to get down there for the music, for the bit on the cinnamon rolls. And I think you do have snacks available if people want something to munch on, I believe. During the dance.
This is the only thing that's available is the fire department does get the proceeds from the alcohol sales that we derive. But if anybody wants to bring any munchies, go ahead.
Okay.
They're free to bring their own.
Good point.
We do not serve food at this function. But the nice thing about it is the Cumberland Community Building has been so good to me because they have told me more than one occasion that all the money that we raise through their bar tonight, Saturday night, goes to help the fire department.
Okay.
And this Pony Express dance is the largest function that they have throughout their year.
Wow, great. So people do come from all over, and because there's great music and because there are all of these things that you're auctioning off and great company, you know, good time to visit, all for a really good purpose. Now, you mentioned we have just a little bit, a half a minute left. I want to ask, you know, you mentioned about a person getting on a horse that's never ridden before, who's never had that opportunity, who thought they never would. Did you ever help with that? Did you ever have that experience?
Well, I've never actually went to camp in the summertime to help with the individuals. But I know for my firsthand experiences that I had a nephew through my wife's side of the family that was paralyzed through a motorcycle truck accident, and he got to go to camp when he was in his early 30s, and he was paralyzed from the chest down. And so it's like I said, it's not just for children, it's
right.
for individuals. And it was a way for him to go up there and to give him his mother, who was a registered nurse and taking care of him at the time, a break. So that's what we're all about. And then last night, we had a dance last night at Trainer, and there was a little child there that had Down syndrome, and she was out on the dance floor all night long, and that is what we do this for.
All right. This is all happening this Saturday night down at the Cumberland Community Center starting at 8 o'clock, and we want to thank you very much, Mick Fay, for bringing us up to date on this opportunity. Until next time, here's a thought. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "It is one of the most beautiful compensations of life that no person can sincerely try to help another without helping himself."